Ron's voice now joined the others. What are we doing here? Has something gone wrong?
Oh, no, Ron, came Fred's voice very sarcastically. No, this is exactly where we wanted to end up.
Yeah, we're having the time of our lives here,
said George, whose voice sounded muffled as though he was squashed against the wall.
Boys, boys, said Mr. Weasley vaguely. I'm trying to think what to do. Yes, only way. Stand back, Harry.
Harry retreated to the sofa. Uncle Vernon, however, moved forward.
Wait a moment, he bellowed at the fire. What exactly are you going to... Bang!
The electric fire shot across the room as the boarded-up fireplace burst outward, expelling Mr. Weasley, Fred, George, and Ron in a cloud of rubble and loose chippings. Aunt Petunia shrieked and fell backward over the coffee table. Uncle Vernon caught her before she hit the floor and gaped speechless at the Weasleys, all of whom had bright red hair, including Fred and George, who were identical to the last freckle.
That's better,
panted Mr. Weasley, brushing dust from his long green robes and straightening his glasses.
Ah, you must be Harry's aunt and uncle.
Tall, thin and balding, he moved toward Uncle Vernon, his hand outstretched. But Uncle Vernon backed away several paces, dragging Aunt Petunia. Words utterly failed Uncle Vernon. His best suit was covered in white dust, which had settled in his hair and moustache, and made him look as though he had just aged 30 years.
Yes, sorry about that,
said Mr. Weasley, lowering his hand and looking over his shoulder at the blasted fireplace.
It's all my fault. It just didn't occur to me that we wouldn't be able to get out at the other end. I had your fireplace connected to the flue network, you see, just for the afternoon, you know, so we could get Harry. Muggle fireplaces aren't supposed to be connected, strictly speaking, but I've got a useful contact at the flue regulation panel, and he fixed it for me. I can put it right in a jiffy, though, don't worry. I'll light a fire to send the boys back, and then I can repair your fireplace before I disapparate.
Harry was ready to bet that the Dursleys hadn't understood a single word of this. They were still gaping at Mr. Weasley, thunderstruck. Aunt Petunia staggered upright again and hid behind Uncle Vernon.
"Hello, Harry," said Mr. Weasley brightly. "Got your trunk ready?"
"It's upstairs," said Harry, grinning back.
"We'll get it,"
said Fred at once. Winking at Harry, he and George left the room. They knew where Harry's bedroom was, having once rescued him from it in the dead of night. Harry suspected that Fred and George were hoping for a glimpse of Dudley. They had heard a lot about him from Harry.
"Well,"
said Mr. Weasley, swinging his arms slightly while he tried to find words to break the very nasty silence.
Very nice place you've got here."
As the usually spotless living room was now covered in dust and bits of brick, this remark didn't go down too well with the Dursleys. Uncle Vernon's face purpled once more, and Aunt Petunia started chewing her tongue again. However, they seemed too scared to actually say anything.